Greetings and howdy, everyone. This is Jett Johnson, Mills County Judge, and this is KR&R Judge's Report for the week of January the 2nd, 2023. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judge's Report. This report is brought to you by our local community radio station, KR&R, Goldthwaite, Texas, FM 92.7 on your radio dial and streaming via the internet. The report is aired at 11:45 a.m., and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday, and is available for listening at any time via the Goldthwaite Eagle website and the Mills County website. Well, a new year started for all of us, and I hope that everyone has a safe, healthy, and happy new year. We've been extremely busy, everyone in the courthouse. On Tuesday, January 3rd, we had the swearing-in ceremony at the courthouse for all our newly elected officials. County Attorney Gerald Hale administered the oath of office to our newly elected commissioners, Robert Head in Precinct 2 and Jason Williams in Precinct 4. Also, the oath of office was administered to our Justice of the Peace, Kim A. Vance, County District Clerk, Sonia Scott, County Treasurer, Summer Campbell, and myself, County Judge Jett Johnson. All of these terms will be for 4 years. Regarding our new EMS building, the slab was poured on January 3rd. This building is located west of the Mills County Sheriff's Department on land that the county owns. Starting next week, framing should begin on the building, and currently, everything is on schedule regarding the completion date. Again, this new EMS building is being paid for by COVID relief money that Mills County received. Our next Commissioner's Court will be on January the 9th. As always, we'll have numerous items on the agenda. One person that will be speaking to our court is Victor Uvalle from the Texas Association of Counties. Texas Association of Counties handles all of our county's insurance needs, including property, vehicle, and liability coverage. As county judge, I have stressed that safety is one of our top concerns for all of our employees and people coming into our courthouse. Victor will be speaking to our commissioner's court about our past loss runs and on risk management. The Mills County Historical Committee, which I am on and chaired by Lynette Deering, had their first meeting of the year this week. All the board members who are on this committee will be reviewed during our next commissioner's court. Assuming the court approves all of our board members from Mills County, the list will be sent to the Texas State Historical Commission. This is a wonderful group of individuals who donate much of their time and help to manage all historical sites throughout Mills County. So again, hats off to Lynette Deering. She does a wonderful job on this chairing this committee. This is Jett Johnson, your Mills County Judge. Tune in on Thursdays at 11:45 a.m. or 5:15 p.m. for the next edition of the Mills County Judge's Report. Everyone have a safe and happy new year.